We've had some changes in this. Tim Johnson was supposed to, who did all the research and work and has done it for the last 3 years on our product, was to be here to give the paper, but Tim left us back in November and went to work with another company. I didn't think I'd be attending the Beltwide, so I said to Tim, I said, maybe we ought to cancel the paper or present a poster or have Stacy do it. And we thought we had the paper canceled. And in speaking with Bob Kimmerat yesterday, he said, no, go ahead and you're on the list. Go ahead and say a few words about NEMOUT, because the first presentation yesterday did mention something about PL. So the title of the paper, the presentation, is NEMOUT Control in Cotton with Planting and Post-Planting Applications of Nematode Control, with Planting and Post Applications of NEMOUT, which is a trademark we put on the product. NEMOUT bionematicide is a specific strain of Penicillium, strain number 251. To advance this.
Down arrow?
Down arrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Our history goes back quite a few years on this product. We became interested in it in about 15 years ago in the early 90s, and our interest led us to banana plantations in the Philippines in Mindanao, to the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines, where the strain 251 had been identified. And afterwards, our search continued into Peru with the International Potato Research Institute, working with Parvis Chitala. At the end of that time, in about 1993-94, we started the project to develop the strain, but due to shortages on our side of money, financial resources, we terminated the project in 94 before we actually could obtain an EPA registration. There was a company in East Germany by the name of Profyta that when East and West Germany merged together, it did obtain the necessary financing to continue its work, and it took up the project of PL strain 251 and developed it commercially, set up for production, dry bed fermentation. They're a little bit east of Frankfurt. No, Hamburg, a little bit east of Hamburg. And Profyta has done quite a good job in developing the strain and putting it on a commercial level. We've known them for all 10 or so years, and we now handle the product for them as it relates to southern crops of cotton, peanuts, and soybeans, and cotton. Based on the work we've done in a nematode control program, the strain 251 will provide about 3 to 5 weeks of additional protection and prevention of nematode damage. It is exempt from residue tolerances. The active ingredient is registered with the EPA, and it's labeled currently for cotton, peanuts, and sweet potatoes. And we are the exclusive marketer of the product in the States. Mode of action, conidia spores are contained in the NEMOUT, germinate, affect nematode eggs and juveniles, and to a lesser extent, the adults. And we've seen this through the research. There is actual infection of the eggs, juveniles, and to a limited extent, the adults. It contains about 1 × 10^11 conidia per gram. It's applied as a side dress at 0.15 pounds per acre. That's the cotton rate. And that contains about 600,000 conidia per roll inch. Compared to other fungal products, formulation has a good shelf stability. We've got about 6 months stability on the product, so long as we keep it at a temperature of 4 degrees centigrade or lower. Just a shot of the conidia germinating The fungus attacking a nematode egg. Product's been evaluated for 3 years by different nematologists in the South. Katie Lawrence, 2006, 7, and 8. Jimmy Rich, 6, 7, and 8. Bob Kimmerat, 7, and 8. Kilpatrick, 2007. Jimmy Smith at the Delta Research and Extension Center, and others in 2007, 6, and 7. Gary Lawrence at Mississippi State, 2008. Gabe, 2006 and 7. Dr. Overstreet, 7 and 8. Pat Phillips, Virginia, 2007. And several key consultants in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama have worked with it for about 3 years. It's applied in furrow at cotton planting, which right now has a limited window of use because it's, the whole world's pretty well turned to cotton seed treatments, Avicta treatments, and aren't putting in a lot of in-furrow treatments at planting. We found our lay-by application of Nemout to cotton is very effective, applied at about pinhead square time or a few days before. Cotton roots infested with reniform nematodes following an in-furrow treatments. These are in examples of an untreated section of roots that Jim Smith took pictures of, electron, and Timic, roots from a Timic plot, and roots from the Nemout. I don't have a lot of data to present to you. Just going to present a couple of slides from 2007. In 2008, our results are fairly similar. Where we get a decent break at a test, where we get a decent window, a decent crop season without the weather beating us up too bad, we typically seeing Nemout following Avicta treatments or following Timic treatments, we typically see something in the range of 50 to 150 pounds of yield increase, which to us is encouraging, but it's not really as consistent as because of weather that one would like to see, but we do get those types of results, and it is encouraging. The discouraging part of it is a lot of producers are not too keen on doing side dress treatment today. They want to plant that crop and not go back in it. Rate at 0.15 pounds on farm trials. Again, our typical yield increases run from 50 to 150 pounds per acre. Some cases, like with Kim Killebrew in Mississippi and replicated field study, he reached up to 170 pounds of yield increase over and above the Timic treated plots last year. Cotton rate is 0.15 to 0.3 pounds per acre. I'll mention peanuts and sweet potatoes because most of the nematologists in the South deal with peanuts and sweet potatoes. We see good response in peanuts at 3 to 6 pounds, 0.3 to 0.6 pounds per acre. And sweet potatoes, we've seen some outstanding results in sweet potatoes, and that's where the product will probably be finding its first sales during 2009. When to use it? Post-emergent. Emergence using a liquid fertilizer applicator as a lay-by treatment following an in-furrow seed treatment with an emicide like Avicta or like Timic. Peanuts in fur in combination with Thimet, followed by a lay-by application of Timic, has provided some very encouraging yield increases. Sweet potatoes, pre-plant incorporated during bed formation, or the windows for application that we've found after 3 years of working with the product. It's not a product that should be tank mixed with fertilizer or fungicides. We have got a couple of seasons of work with an adjuvant. It shows that if one will add an adjuvant to the injection solution, we tend to get better soil penetration, and as a result, better nematode population reduction and less damage. Amount of water is critical. 20 gallons per acre in furrow, or pre-plant with 30 as a lay-by. That concludes what we wanted to present to you and bring you up to date on where we are with this product in cotton as well as the other crops. Thank you very much.
Plenty of time for questions.
Is it active on any other nematode besides Runiport?
Yes, it's active on root knot, active on plants, active on several species. Yes, Bob.
I didn't make a comment because probably no one's more skeptical about these things than I am. I mean, we have the opportunity to evaluate a lot of things that are never going to go anywhere. I just want to say that I was skeptical, but in the work, especially with peanuts, that it's difficult to understand from me how a soil applied fungus going into a complex agroecosystem, but it does. I've been impressed with some of the results we have. So it's more, people sit here and say biological is not going to be effective in a system like this, but I believe that this product actually does have some real world practical application.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Do you see end of season population reductions? Because oftentimes with nematicides, at the end of the season, the populations are as high as what the untreated is.
We have not seen, or I personally haven't seen any data showing great population reductions. We just tend to protect that root system during that critical stage and carry it for another 3 to 5 weeks after the seed treatment runs out. To where the plant's able to outgrow them.
So the fungal population is not becoming established?
No, not that we have any evidence showing it is establishing. Our early hopes when we first worked with this product 15 years ago was that it was a product that would become established and you'd just have to top it off occasionally, but it hadn't worked out that way.
Our results are pretty good in the nematode populations by the end of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.